Good afternoon, WLTH. This is Reverend Dr. John E. Jackson, Sr., the senior pastor of the Trinity United Church of Christ in Gary, where we are not just another church, but we are a culturally conscious Christ-centered church committed to the community. We are unashamedly Black and unapologetically Christian. And here I am with another afternoon affirmation for you. So let's get right into it. She was born premature, the 20th of 22 children in the segregated South in 1940. Growing up, people described her as a very sickly child. You see, among other ailments, she was stricken at the age of 4 with polio, a physically debilitating disease. It left her leg disabled, her left leg in particular, causing her to have to wear a brace. Her parents took her weekly to Meharry Medical College. The specialist recommended a routine of massage therapy for her leg. So her mother learned how to do the massage therapy on her leg and then taught her 3 older siblings to do the massage therapy on her leg also. And her leg would get massaged several times a day. One day she asked her parents, "Will I ever be able to run and play like the other children?" To which her parents responded, "Honey, you keep on working hard like the doctors tell you, but most of all, you believe in God and never give up. Baby, please keep hoping in God. If you keep working on your leg and keep believing in God, then God will make it happen, child. That's what we know and that's what we believe, baby." And beloved, at the age of 12, after 8 years of being massaged by her mother and her siblings, 8 years of physical therapy, 8 years of working hard, and 8 years of praying and believing in God, Wilma Rudolph surprised her parents and the doctors by taking off that brace and not only walking but running without a limp or any sign of her former disability. And beloved, once she started running, Wilma Rudolph never stopped running. She ran all the way to the 1960 Olympics in Rome, where she won 3 gold medals and was hailed as the fastest woman in history. So what are you facing? Joblessness, divorce, health issues, financial issues, family issues. What are you facing? Whatever it is, let me challenge you today to faith your way through it. And remember this, faith is not the absence of fear, but faith forges on despite the fear. That's why the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In fact, Jesus said all things are possible to those who believe, because with God, nothing is impossible. I really like that one. Let me say it another way. With God, there is nothing too good to be true. Yes, sometimes you have to work hard, even harder than others around you. You may have to work longer than you care at times, but let the life of Wilma Rudolph and the love of Jesus put some steel in your back to keep believing in yourself, keep believing in your dream, and keep believing in your God. So go on back to school, study hard and get that degree. Work the job that you are on and learn everything there is to know about it while you are putting in applications and resumes for your elevation. Submit that proposal 2, 3, 4, 5 times if you have to the bank to start that business. Give love a chance again. Just don't give up on your desires, your dreams, or your abilities. And most of all, faith in God, that God is not only able, but God is willing, y'all. Know that with God, a lack cannot limit your life work. With God, your present condition does not have to be your ultimate conclusion. With God, circumstances cannot constrain or constrict you from completing your course. With God, past mistakes, problematic predicaments, and petty people cannot prohibit, preclude, or prevent you in your progress toward your purpose. With God, your difficulties and deficiencies do not define you, deter you, or defeat you, but can develop you for your divine destiny. Why? Because Wilma Rudolph's testimony and the words of Jesus say, all things are possible to those that believe, and nothing is impossible for God. So be encouraged today. Make it a great day, because I'm so glad the tomb was empty. This is Reverend Dr. John E. Jackson, Sr., the senior pastor of the Trinity United Church of Christ in Gary, once again on the Region's Choice and the People's Voice with another afternoon affirmation. I will talk to you on Friday. God bless you.